Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Good morning. It's awesome to be with you again. I'm Owen Folly and you're listening to Impact 103. It is 20 to 10 on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. And again, it gives us an opportunity to be real, challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. You know, and we've been talking this week on authenticity, how the being real is really what God is looking for. The definition of authentic is of undisputed origin, not a copy, but it's genuine. We need to be genuine in this walk that we have with the Lord. Genuine, exposed. Say, Lord, you see it all, you know it all, but I'm going to lay it out there so that I can really change. I want to be like you. My heart's desire is to be like you, to love like you love, and to show the world who you are, to introduce them into a real relationship with you. And that's what we're going to be carrying on our discussion on today. I have a few more testimonies that are on my heart. And I know that how much some of you were really encouraged about the testimonies that we shared yesterday about how God really blessed me with a place to stay where there seemed to be no way. He really did make a way. So stay tuned as we continue to talk about it. We are meant to follow our shepherd. He knows how to direct us. He knows what's best for us. And he sends us his word to guide us, direct us, and show us this is my instruction. This is my charge. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 5, it says, whereas the object and purpose of our instruction and charge is love, which springs from a pure heart and a good, clear conscience and sincere, unfeigned faith. Sincere, unfeigned faith. And I love this because in our sincerity, this is just one of the keys that we need to really access what the real instruction, the baseline of our instruction and charge. And in this verse, it tells us what that is. It's love. It's love. It's for us to love like Jesus. It's for us to become like Jesus. And so the sincerity of our faith, built with a good, clear conscience as we are cleansed from sin, as well as a pure heart, is what we need. And this reminds me of an experience that I had about purity. Purity for me is something that I've really had to work on. You know, something that I've had to grab a hold of and walk through with the Lord step by step. And this one scripture that really stood out to me was that moment where David said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart. And it was this desire that rose up inside of me. And I was like, Lord, I want that. I want this purity because I know that your word says that the pure in heart will see God. You know, and so this sincere desire was rising up inside of me. And I was like, Lord, help me. Help me to think the way you think in regards to my sexuality, to regards to what it means to be in a relationship. And help me to think purely. Help me to understand the way that you see everyone around me, not only in sexuality, but pure in heart. It's like when we clean and God purifies us and takes us through the fire, he takes away every single thing that is not from him. And we are like a vessel then that is cleaned out and is able to allow the water of the Holy Spirit to just flow through us to touch those that are around us. And the purer we are, the easier it is for that water to flow through. There's no blockage. And so I was praying about this. I was praying, Lord, show me who you are. Show me about this purity. And I'm going to carry on with this testimony. So if you want to hear how God worked in my life on purity, please stay tuned because this is what the word of God does. In Romans 10, 17, it says, faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Jesus Christ. And when you have an experience with Jesus Christ, testify, tell people about that, because that is what changes lives. You know, so if there's something that you've encountered, if there's something that you're going through, that you're trusting God and saying, God, I'm standing in faith for this, please send me a message about that scripture on our WhatsApp line, 071-364-0376, excuse me. And just let us encourage each other, testify, send in your testimonies, tell us what's actually been happening in your life, tell us what God has been doing so that we can all be encouraged. Just like yesterday when I shared the testimony that the Lord had for me, somebody else was touched and they was like, yes, I need this for today. So please share yours so that someone that needs it will receive. But coming up, this is what our lives are supposed to be. God said in his word, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And just before that, he says, make a dedication, a decisive dedication of your lives as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto him. This is the reason we want to get closer to God, because we want to be able to shine the same love, the same light through to the people around us. In 1 Peter 1:22, it says, since by your obedience to the truth, through the Holy Spirit, you have purified your hearts for the sincere affection of the brethren. See that you love one another fervently from a pure heart. And carrying on from my testimony a little bit earlier about how I wanted this pure heart, I was like, God, take me along this journey. Take me along this journey. I want this. I want your purity in my heart. I want to be clean. I want to be a vessel that can be used by you, consecrated, set apart. And as I was making this sincere and authentic declaration to the Lord, he was taking me through the season where he had me fasting and praying for this purity. And it was so amazing how it ended, because towards the end of my fast, I realized that it was December. So we were going out and we were shopping for like different presents for the people that we love. And I was looking in the jewelry store. I think I was in True Words, looking for an actual like jewelry for the woman in my life. And I was like, maybe I can get them something like this. But as I was looking there in the jewelry store, I saw this ring. And it really stood out to me. I was like, oh, that's a nice ring. I wouldn't mind like having a ring like that, you know? And I was just like looking over it. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said to me, that's for you. And it was so random. I was like, okay. So I said, please, can I see the ring? So I look at the ring and I was like, wow, that would be nice. But, you know, I'm not here for me. I'm here for somebody else. So I put the ring back and I started walking away. And as I did, this conviction, it hit me so hard, because God had said to me, that's for you. And it was like I was going to be so disobedient if I didn't buy it. And I said, okay. So I went back, I looked at the ring again, and I said, Lord, do you really want me to get this? And right then and there, the Holy Spirit said to me, you are betrothed to me. It struck me so hard, so hard. I asked them for the ring. They put it in this box. I sat there on one of those little stools that you sit on to change shoes in True Words, and I was crying. I was sobbing in True Words. I was thinking, oh man, like, I wonder what people think. But I didn't really care, because the King of Kings, my lover, said to me, you are betrothed to me. And that struck my heart more than anything else, is that I realized that I meant something to him. And this dedication that I have towards purity, it's not just a momentary process. It's a process that I'm going to be in to purify, to be like him until the day that I leave this earth, or until the day that Jesus comes. So I was I took the ring home and I gave it through to my spiritual authority and said, listen, this is what happened. You know, please, could you pray? What do you feel about it? And they said, okay, give me the ring. Let's just pray and let's see what God says. And let's do it in His timing. So for about 2 weeks, I started praying about what God was actually trying to say, even in more depth about this. And all of a sudden, He gave me the scripture in 1 Corinthians 7:37. It says, but whoever is firmly established in his heart, strong in mind, and purpose, not being forced by necessity, but having control over his own will and desire, and has resolved this in his heart to keep his own virginity, he is doing well. And when I read that scripture, it struck. This is what I'm talking about, being authentic. I'm talking about being sincere. Why? Because as you are sincere and being real with God, He gets real with you. He takes you into these amazing encounters with Him. And it's those encounters that release the wisdom, the revelation, the love of His ways. And that's what we really want in our lives. That's what the world needs. Jesus is the answer, and He came to bring love. He came to bring love. So if you have an authentic experience that you've been through where you were trusting God for something, He pulled through. Let us know so that we can all be encouraged today. Let us know on our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. And let's celebrate together. And if there's something that you are trusting God for, then let us know as well so that we can read scriptures about that. And then maybe we can add it onto the challenge that we have for this month called Challenge for Change, which is all about memorizing scripture. And we're going to do something a little bit different today towards the end of the show. We're going to have Luco and Tondi in here with us, and it's going to be really, really great. So stay tuned for that. But I want you to get in this place where you are hungry to know that God is real and that He wants to show up in your life. He is eager to work in your life, to walk with you through life. And I'm talking about even the hard moments. I'm talking about even the good moments. He wants to walk with you, love you, train you, just bring you into the fullness of who you are. Romans 12 verse 9, let your love be sincere, a real thing. Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness, turn in horror from wickedness, but hold fast to which is good. 1 John 3:18, little children, let us not love merely in theory or in speech, but in deed and in truth, in practice and in sincerity. We're all about sincerity today, all about authenticity. And I want you to take a moment and just ask yourself this question. Are you in a sincere relationship with God? It's a real one. And this is what this whole show is about. It's about taking a look at what's happening inside, actually. Are you in a real, sincere, authentic relationship with God? And if not, and there's sin that's in your life, this is why Jesus came. This is why Jesus came, that we could have a real relationship. In 1 John 1 verse 9, it says, if we freely admit that we have sinned, confess our sins, He is faithful and just, true to His own nature and promises. You see right there, Jesus is authentic towards you. He's promised you something and He will deliver. And it carries on and says, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everything not in conformity to His will in purpose, thought, and action. So if you feel that you would like to rededicate yourself to Jesus and have a real authentic relationship, or if you're doing it for the first time, then just say this prayer after me so that you can enter in to what God really has for you. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Spirit. Give me a relationship that is real, authentic, and sincere. teach me about your kingdom and show me your power. Amen. Someone that was really real with God, the man that God said this about him, he said, this is the man of my own heart. He's after my own heart. And this was David. So this guy had a heart that was not only after God, as in changed into the likeness of God, but he was after it. He pursued it. He sought it. And as he sought it out, as he pursued it, as he paid the price in order to love, in order to get this relationship of honesty and sincerity with the Lord, all of a sudden it changed his own heart. And he started practicing and doing those things that were godly. And because of that, God said, this is a man after my own heart. And it reminds me of one of the best Psalms that there is, Psalms 51. It says, behold, you desire truth in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, preserving and steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Such a great one. And here in the studio right now, I have Luco joining me. Hi, Luco.
Hello, Owen.
Oh, great to have you. I'm actually really excited for this. I think it's going to be a great time.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do Challenge for Change, okay?
All right.
So the challenge for this month, just to explain for anyone that's just tuning in, is we're learning scriptures for the month.
All right.
And we're challenging ourselves to actually memorize the scriptures so that we're equipped so that when the enemy comes and he starts lying to us. Exactly. We got him in
the back.
Exactly. Exactly. With the word of God, which is quick and powerful. Mm-hmm. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It's our weapon. We're going to be using it.
Yep.
So I want to actually put this out to the audience to quickly, if you haven't voted yet. I've got a suggestion. Luco's got a suggestion of a scripture that we heard in today's program. So Luco's suggestion is Romans 10:17.
Yeah,
boy. Okay. So faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by preaching of the message that came from the lips of Jesus. So in other words, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Amen. Very powerful. I love that. My one, I think the audience already knows, because this one was super powerful for me, was 1 Corinthians 7:37. But whoever is firmly established in his heart, strong in mind and purpose, not being forced by necessity, but having control over his own will and desire, and has resolved this in his heart to keep his own virginity, he is doing well. And I know that's a mouthful.
It is. I'm actually sitting here thinking, hey, Owen, how are you going to do this?
I know it's a mouthful, but that one for me just strikes. So maybe everyone is going to be with you and say, we want the easy ones, Kovela.
Yeah, yes, please.
You know, so, but let us know quickly, send in your votes so that we can actually add another one to the list for Challenge for Change. So let us know on our WhatsApp line 0713640376, and we'll get those votes in. Tell me the truth, even if it takes a lifetime, Luco.
Yeah.
If it takes a lifetime. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, but this is what's so amazing, because God gives us a promise. Mm-hmm. He gives us that promise that says he will bring to completion the work that he has started.
Yep.
So even if it's taking a long time, don't give up, right? Don't give up.
That he'll complete it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So right now, for the first time in history, we're going to go for Challenge for Change.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, man?
Okay. Break it out.
So votes have come in. All right. And I'm very, very, very looking forward to this. So here we go. Votes have come in. And the one that we are learning, are you ready? Oh, Luca's looking very nervous because she's thinking, man, is it going to be the long one or is it going to be the short one? Are you ready, Luca? Are you ready? Uh-huh. 1 Corinthians 7:37.
No.
That is so funny. Luca's like, oh, well, guys, it's this too is long. Too long.
Time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence. But what's cool, okay, is though, even though it might take a while for you to learn it, the whole point of Challenge for Change is that you're challenging yourself to memorize the scripture so you're equipped, you know?
All right. So when do you want me to know that scripture?
Man, I'll give you grace for next week, man. Next week.
Sure.
Next week.
Got
it. It's on. Like Donkey Kong. All right, here we go. Okay, so challenge now, though, is to remember the ones that we've already done. Okay? So we've got them here. We're going to do a little bit of a shuffle. And then I'm going to... Who's going to go first? Me or you?
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, here we go. So the first one that you need to revise is 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Do you remember it?
Yes, I do. For we have not been given... Why do you give me that look?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind.
Yes, girl, you got it. Yo, she was... That, like, flood her brain as soon as I looked at it. That was so funny. All right, second one. Okay, I guess it's my turn. You can shuffle.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, let's go. It is Romans 10:11.
Ooh. Lord, don't expose me.
I know it.
Oh, you know it. Romans 10:11 says, ooh, those who believe will not be put to shame or disappointed. Come on, amen. I'm going to know that one.
So go one more, right?
One more. Okay, let's put it out. And let's just ask the audience members quickly if you remember this one. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. I think it was actually the first one that we had. So,
Easy peasy.
So, okay, here we go. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. If I remember correctly, it is... Oh my gosh. I've gone blank. Can you help me out?
We walk
tag
faith.
Team. Yes.
Now by sight.
Yes. Okay. All right, man. Thank you, Jesus, for tag team. Otherwise, I would have been like, yo, in trouble.
No, but I know. I think once you put on that spot to actually remember something, no matter how easy it is, in that moment, you literally get a mental block.
That is so true. That is so true. Why? Like,
I don't know.
Because when you're testing yourself at home, you're just like, yeah, we'll go through
it. Sing, you sing through the scriptures.
Oh, man. Yeah. So here's the challenge. Okay. Take it to one of your loved ones. If you are doing this with us, take it to one of your loved ones and actually ask them to test you out, muddle up the order and see if you can remember it.
The challenge for me now is to remember the one you gave me earlier on. Is it 2 Corinthians?
1 Corinthians 7:37.
Yep.
All right.
That one is long.
I'll find
the shortest version of it.
That is so funny. All right, Luca, thank you so much for being with me for Challenge for Change.
Really a pleasure. I really enjoyed it. I look forward to next week.
Yes, really. Me too. Right now, though, we have a song for Maverick City called Refiner. And this song has meant a lot to me as well.
I love it.
I'm telling you, we've been talking about this whole time here on Being Real. We've been talking about what it means to be authentic.
Okay.
Authentic today. And when we trying to be authentic, we have to go through the refining fire of Jesus. Because honestly, he exposes the motivations and intentions of our heart.
True.
Until they're like, woo, right
out there. Exposed.
Yes, totally exposed. So this is why I love this song that's coming up, because it's really one that, I'm telling you, puts it into perspective for me.
For what it actually
means. Yes, it really does. So this is me, Owen Farley, signing off today. Thank you so much for joining me and Luca here in the studio. Been so, so, so good. And I just want to leave you with this. Remember, keep your relationship with God real. Keep it authentic. And above all, remember that Jesus loves you.